Trouble at Traveller's Rest. There was once an old inn called Traveller's Rest, which was on an ancient highway travelled by many. Folk passing were always glad when they came upon it, for it offered much needed warmth, shelter, and a bed for one or two nights. The owner, Charles, employed James and Lily to help with the running of the place. James would do the heavy work and any repairs, and Lily the cooking and cleaning. All was not well at Traveller's Rest. What was happening was that James would be mending a chair, for instance, and before he had done much, Lily would stop her work and say, "Look at that chair. What a state. Everything in this place is falling apart." James would start to frown and look around him in consternation. When carrying Traveller's bags to their rooms, Lily would say, "Charles is using you as a slave. You watch your back. All that carrying." James would feel the heaviness of the bags and wonder whether his back was hurting him. One day Lily saw Charles talking to someone and reported to James that she thought Charles was planning on selling the place and they would be thrown out and probably starve. There came a time when Charles needed to visit a nearby village and was gone for 2 days. He left James in charge. "He doesn't pay you enough to be in charge," said Lily when she heard. The stress of it all was too great. Something could go wrong, and then what? That evening, James was putting a log on the fire when Lily walked up behind him so quietly that he didn't see her. "Be careful of that fire." James jumped and disturbed one of the burning logs that fell onto the floor. Lily yelled, "There's a fire, help, quickly." James put the burning log back into the fire, made sure that there was no burning sparks and turned to Lily, his face dark with anger. "Shut up, Lily Parks," he said, "and get on with your work, otherwise you are sacked. You are nothing but a merchant of doom." Lily was stunned. She picked up her duster, and without another word, she scurried downstairs to the kitchen. James finished what he needed to do. He checked the bolts on the doors, pulled the guard in front of the fire, and went to bed. And that night he slept more soundly than he ever before. Now, when Charles returned, he found all was well and peaceful at the Traveller's Rest. In fact, it seemed better than when he had left it. So he gave James a rise. Thank you.